Prepare us a dwelling place there.
In the spirit,
in the spirit, by and by, we shall sit
on the
beautiful shore. In the spirit, by and by, we shall sit on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore. The melodious song of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Nor the sight for the blessing of
God. In the spirit,
in the spirit, by and by, shall be on that beautiful shore. In the spirit, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father, we will offer our tribute of praise. By and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the spirit, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the spirit,
in the spirit, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the spirit,
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
There's two things that you can use your lunch for.
Deux choses que vous pouvez faire.
One is to worship, another one is to sleep.
L'un, c'est d'adorer ou de dormir.
Some people are going to divert their energy into sleeping.
D'autres, ils
vont others will divert it into worship.
Pour
so it just depends on which way we want to go. Now the best thing you can do with that food is to use it to say amen and to stay in the word
and
to use the energy for the glory of God. Because there's many people today, as we said in hospitals, who don't have any energy. They would love to be out of there. But the Lord's given us strength. He's given us youth. He's given us an opportunity to come here for His glory. So we do appreciate this. And let's use the opportunity. The prophet says, saints, he says, one of these days, this will just be a fond memory. Because they'll come and they'll close us down. And we'll have to worship in other places. So while we have the opportunity, let's use the opportunity. Let's open the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
I
want to take a topic this afternoon. Just called Stay on Course. It's taken from the message Ever-Present Water from the Rock. But we're looking at this thought of stay on course.
Nous voulons regarder toujours cette pensée.
Now listen what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 17.
Écoutez ce que l'apôtre Paul dit dans 1 Corinthiens 7, verse 17.
He's speaking about what God has distributed to
il parle à propos de ce
His church.
À son église.
Verse 17, he says, but as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. So Paul is saying the way that the Lord has called you,
la façon dont Dieu vous appelez,
continue
vous
walking in that way.
Il faut continuer de marcher dans cette
verse
façon
20.
Verset 20.
Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Now that's an instruction.
Ça, c'est une instruction.
But that's not so easy.
Ça, ce n'est pas facile.
For you to stay in your original calling.
Pour vous demeurer dans votre appel original.
Because we have an enemy.
C'est parce que nous
and
avons
he's
un
a cunning foe, friends.
Un ennemi qui est
and his whole aim is to get you off course.
Tout entier, de la
he
course.
Fears a believer
il a peur des
who's on course.
Et qui est dans la
a
course.
Believer walking in their calling.
Un croyant qui marche dans son
friends,
appel.
The devil doesn't worry about church
le
members.
Diable ne s'inquiète pas des membres de l'église.
He doesn't worry about people going to church.
Il s'inquiète pas des gens
but
qui
when a believer is walking
et quand un
croyant in the line of their calling,
dans la ligne de son
that
appel,
attracts the devil's attention
cela
straight away.
Attire l'attention du diable.
Let's also read Galatians chapter 5.
Nous aussi Galates chapitre 5.
Paul was speaking to believers under the second exodus.
Aux croyants qui étaient au deuxième exode.
And this is what he said to them, the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7.
Dans Galates, chapitre 5, verset 7.
He says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? So they started well, they were on course.
Bien commencé, ils étaient dans leur course.
But the devil did his job.
Mais le diable a fait son
and
travail.
Being a people under the message of the hour,
un peuple sous le message de
the message of Paul,
le message de
having
Paul,
started with Paul,
cela a commencé avec
having
Paul,
started well,
et il dit, il avait bien commencé.
They got off course.
Et vous êtes allé
somebody
hors
hindered
course.
Them.
Et quelqu'un l'a empêché.
Heavenly Father, we bring the word once again to you. Father, we come unto thee in the weakness of who we are.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, thou art strong. So Father, we give all things into you. And to bless your people yes, that have gathered this afternoon. I pray for them that are at work in different places. Yes, bless Lord. And minister to your people.
Yes, Lord.
Father, thank you that we've got an opportunity. Lord, we do think of people today. Mm. Father, that are hopeless and are in despair. But Father, you've given us a hope. A living hope in Christ Jesus. So we bring ourselves to thee while it is yet today to offer ourselves to you for your glory. May you bless your people, bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
So I thought this afternoon is stay on course.
J'ai pensé, notre pensée ce soir, c'est demeurer dans la course.
Now when God deals with people,
et quand Dieu traite avec les gens,
you know, God's dealings are sovereign.
But
any person who's a genuine believer,
mais chaque personne qui est un véritable croyant,
there had to be a starting point.
Il doit y avoir un point de départ.
When God deals sovereignly with a person,
Dieu traite souverainement avec la personne.
And when God deals with you,
et quand Dieu traite avec toi,
whatever revelation,
n'importe quelle révélation,
whatever manifestation,
n'importe quelle manifestation,
whatever way that He wants to deal with you,
quelle façon il veut traiter avec toi,
it sets you down a certain line.
Et il t'établit dans une
and He starts
line.
Leading you down a certain way.
Il commence à te conduire d'une certaine façon.
And God's desire for a believer
le désir de Dieu pour un croyant
is to stay on that course.
C'est de demeurer dans cette
whichever
course,
way that He sets your sails,
n'importe quelle façon qu'il va conduire ton bateau,
He wants you to keep going that way.
Toi, tu puisses conduire et continuer
that's
de cette
His
façon.
Desire.
Ça, c'est son désir.
But Satan's going to do everything that
mais
he can.
Le diable, il va faire tout ce
he's
qu'il
going
veut.
To use all things at his disposal.
Il va utiliser tout ce qu'il dispose.
He's going to use trickery.
Il va utiliser des
cunning.
Il va utiliser
evil.
La malice,
but he can also use legitimate things.
Mais il ne va pas utiliser des choses
he can use your family, your friends, your
il
job.
Va utiliser tes amis, tes
so many things that he can use
le travail, beaucoup de choses qu'il
to try to get somebody off course.
Pour essayer de mettre quelqu'un hors du course.
And the believer continually needs to come back
et
to this
le
thought.
Croyant continuellement doit
to
revenir
stay
dans
on course.
De démarrer dans la course.
Because when God calls a person,
parce que quand Dieu appelle
whatever
personne,
God's first thought for you was,
n'importe quelle pensée, votre
that thought has never changed.
De Dieu pour vous, cela ne va pas changer.
Because Malachi 3, the Lord says,
parce que Malachi 3,
I am the Lord and I change
je
not.
Le Seigneur et je ne change
so
pas.
God has never changed
Dieu
concerning
n'a
you.
Jamais pensé il n'a jamais changé
when you first met him,
quand vous l'avez
when you had your first love,
quand vous avez eu votre
and the Lord was so real,
le Seigneur était réel,
was so precious to you,
trop précieux pour vous,
and He led you in certain
il
ways.
Conduit dans une certaine
friends,
façon.
He's never changed His
il
desire.
N'a jamais pensé son désir.
But unfortunately,
il n'a jamais changé son désir.
Although He never changes,
malheureusement, bien qu'il n'a
but
jamais
we
changé,
change.
Mais nous changeons.
The church changes.
L'église change.
We are changeable.
Et nous sommes changeables.
That's what David says, we are like the grass.
David a dit, nous sommes comme des herbes.
You know, we can be blown this way and that.
On peut être ballotté de l'autre côté.
The prophet says in church ages.
Le prophète dit dans
he says, don't be led astray here.
Il dit, ne faut pas être pris.
When I said that God and His ways never change,
et quand je dis que Dieu ne change
I did
pas
not say that
quoi,
the church and her messengers cannot change.
Je ne dis pas que le message ou bien
the church isn't God.
L'église n'est
so
pas
she can change.
Alors elle peut changer.
But what I said was
mais ce que je dis,
the unchanging God
le Dieu
with unchanging ways.
Avec ses voies, qui ne change
we
pas.
Can go back to the beginning
et nous pouvons rentrer au commencement
and see the first and perfect act of God
et voir le premier acte parfait de Dieu,
and then judge by that standard.
Et on peut juger cela par ces
it standards. Says because we have to work from the original.
Parce que nous devons travailler de l'original.
So God puts an absolute in the life of a believer.
A mis un absolu dans la vie d'un croyant.
He reveals himself to you.
Et il se révèle lui-même
to a genuine believer.
Dans un véritable
there croyant. Was a time of full surrender.
Il y avait un temps d'un abandon.
There was a time of God's manifestation to you. Maybe you're still on the way to that. But to a believer who's really called and really responds to that call and doesn't grieve the Lord out of their calling. In the days of your youth as a believer, there was a genuine manifestation of God. Whichever way that he wanted to reveal himself to you. And that way that he manifested himself was for a purpose. It would set you down a certain line. And that is an absolute in the life of a believer. That's something you can always look back to when the devil comes in and wants to tell you God doesn't love you or God is not real or something. The genuine believer can go back to a point of origin, to an original work, a work that was virgin. It was pure. It was real. It was something that God, by His grace, gives to the believer to put something in your soul, an imprint inside of your soul. Something that you can always measure yourself against. You can look at yourself today and you can be disappointed with your Christian walk. What are you measuring yourself against? Because at one time you weren't walking where you are now. At one time the word was sweet to your soul. Jesus was the most precious thing in your life. But God doesn't change. But we change.
Mais nous changeons.
And it's Satan's responsibility.
C'est la responsabilité de Satan.
It's his business.
Et c'est son affaire
to move you from that.
Pour te déplacer de cela.
The prophet says in the message absolute.
Le prophète dit dans le message
l'absolu. He says how the enemy in every way.
Il dit comment l'ennemi de toute façon.
That he can. Will try to get you from that absolute. He wants to lead you away from your first love. He wants to try to get you out of the line of your calling. You know, God, Satan, there's one thing that he fears is a believer walking under their commission. And God gave you a commission, friend. God commissioned you. He called you and he commissioned you. There's something he wants you to do for him. Not for me. Not for anybody else here. It'll be for the body of Christ. But God commissioned you for something. And it is your responsibility in this life to fulfill your commission. Don't turn to the left hand or the right. Don't worry about the people around you. God commissioned you. And you need to fulfill your commission. And Satan's going to do all that he can to sidetrack you from that commission, to entangle you in the wilderness, to do all manner of things to get you off course. How do we know? Because if you've been a believer for any manner of years, you've got off course many times. That's how you know. And you keep having to come back and line yourself up with the North Star once again and renew yourself in the presence of the Lord to get back in the line of your commission once again. So Satan, he fears that. No, there's something about Satan. He has a discernment. Whenever God is working down the line of redemption, when God stretches forth his hand to do something, the devil knows God is doing something. And as soon as God starts to work redemption somewhere, Satan's there as quickly as he can be. The prophet says the book of Exodus is the book of redemption. And immediately in the book of Exodus, when God starts in the first Exodus to redeem a people, to bring his people out in an Exodus, redemption by power, redemption by blood, the way that God redeemed Israel, when that work was in its infancy, when Moses was first born, the devil was on the scene to kill the babes. We saw it last week. Nous l'avons vu. As soon as he sees God's hand of redemption somewhere, Satan's going to try to get there to complicate things, to hinder things, to stop things if he can. It's been like that from the beginning. In the message, The Power of the Devil, 1955, the prophet says, we see here in Exodus a called out separate people. We find Satan went quickly to work with God's program. We see that malignant eye of the devil, that serpent that's always tried to interfere with God's program before it comes on earth. He almost knows when it's coming, mostly. Even before, when you were young, before you knew the Lord, somehow the devil senses something. You think of the prophet. That time when the snowstorm came and he was caught with his mother when he was yet an infant, caught in their cabin, no hope. And God had to move upon the neighbor to come and find them almost perishing because there was snow and no food and nothing to heat the place. That was the devil, friends. That was the devil. He could sense the hand of redemption. The hand of God was on this child, just as much as he did on the life of Moses, just as much on the hands of Jesus when he was a young babe. Friends, Satan will fight. And that's how we said it last week. When God starts to revive you, watch out for the devil. As soon as that work starts again inside of your soul, you start to line yourself up once again down the line of your commission and calling. You're calling Jesus on the scene, but you're also calling the devil on the scene. So you're going to have to stay in that inner veil, friends. You're going to have to stay under the glory of God in the hidden secret place, because that's where God ministers everything that you need to overcome everything that the devil does. But Satan will work. He has to. If the devil's not attacking you, there's something wrong inside of your life. You know, the prophet says, he says that in the beginning of the book of Acts, the devil did nothing. While they were just playing around, let's have an election, let's select Matthias. Didn't attract the devil's attention. He says, the moment that man was raised at the gate beautiful, immediately the devil came on the scene. And they were beaten and they were persecuted. Satan fears the manifestation of God in the life of a person. So as soon as God starts using you again in your calling, you're going to attract the attention of the devil. But don't worry about it, because great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You just need to stay in that place, that channel of your calling, and God will take you through. He took the prophet through when he was a baby. He took Moses through. He took Jesus through. Now the devil will rise up and do what he can, but you just stay on course. God's going to take care of the rest. So the moment that God starts redeeming his people, the devil raises his ugly head. The prophet says, look at him. The first chapter in Exodus, the book of redemption, we find the devil there to cut off the very program of God. He says, the first thing, an issue made by Pharaoh to drown all of the male children. He says, think of it. That same lizard-eyed devil. The same lizard-eyed devil. How back then in the beginning, look at Abel. Friends, as soon as there was a manifestation of God, when God had respect to Abel's offering, what happened to Abel? There was a persecution against Abel. The devil's attention was raised. It's never changed right from the beginning. Righteous Abel. And the prophet says, look in the time of Joseph, when there was the dreams.
Et quand il y avait
and the work of redemption in the life of Joseph
l'œuvre de la rédemption dans
didn't
la vie
take long
Joseph,
for the devil to get into his brothers.
Pas pris le temps que le diable
and they thought they were short-circuiting the program of God.
Et ils pensaient qu'ils étaient en train de persécuter.
Not realizing it, what they did just hastened the fulfillment
que c'est là, c'est qu'il faisait
of the dreams that he had.
L'accomplissement des rêves
and then he goes right through the Bible, the prophet. He shows in Chronicles 22. He shows when the seed of the king, I think it was Athalia the queen. We were reading it with our children at home the other day. When she raised up and said, I want the people to worship Baal. And she tried to slay all the men children, I think of King Joash, whoever it was. Tried to smite all the holy seed. But there was one that was hidden away in the temple and became king. You know, so you find that's just the way that the devil works. He's never changed and he's never going to change. Now Satan fears saints who are living within the veil. If you live in the outer court, friends, many times you're a tool of the devil because you hinder other people from getting in. With your attitude, the way you speak, you discourage the children of God many times. But you find a person clothed with the glory of God, edifying the body of Christ. Satan fears a person like that. And Satan's going to study you, friends, the way that he studied Samson, because Satan fears the commission. He doesn't fear you. He fears the anointing that's upon you. He fears the manifestation of God through you. And you look, you watch Samson trying to find that weak point to try to get this man off course. Because as long as Samson stayed in his commission, the devil's kingdom was dealt one blow after another. And the prophet says, if he can't get you when you're young like that, he'll try with money, woman, popularity. He'll try to get you with morals. He'll try to get you with money. He'll try to hinder you, get you off course. And that's why a believer, your soul has to be set on the kingdom. Christ must stay as your absolute. You have to keep him ever before your face, like David said. Friends, everything else must be secondary. Anything that stands between you and your calling is your enemy. Don't play with those things. No matter, it might look like a Delilah. Oh, what pretty eyes. What a silky voice it may speak with. But that was the voice of the lizard-eyed devil. That was the malice in the heart of the devil to bring God's servant Samson so that he broke his Nazarite vow, to bring him from the channel of his commission and his calling. And then Samson became like any other man. And then he was a laughing stock before the people. Now I'm sure you and I don't want to get it to that condition. We've got out of our calling many times. We've turned to the left, we've turned to the right. But you don't want to stay there long. That's a dangerous place for a believer to be. Because you can cripple yourself up. You can make decisions that affect your calling. You do things you can't reverse. So be careful, saints. Only one life. Soon it's past. Only what's done for Christ will last. We only get one shot at this. So let's, with all that's in us, do it right the first time. Let's stay in the channel of our calling. Now Satan, as we saw this morning, he wants to bring people out of harmony with God. He wants to try to get you out of harmony with your commission. And he has many ways of doing that, friends. He's very smart in what he does. And he's never changed in this. He doesn't mind you just being a believer when your soul is out of harmony with God. Because you're not much of a threat to him. He doesn't mind you being an almond branch, as long as you're not bringing forth fruit. But what he doesn't want is for you to continue on the course
until
you come into the Shekinah and you start bringing forth the fruit that God ordained you to bring forth. That's what he doesn't want. And he's going to do everything he can to try to keep you from that place, to try to fight you. Now look in the first Exodus. I'll take this from the message, ever present water from the rock. We're in the third Exodus, friend.
Nous sommes dans la troisième.
And the Apostle Paul told us the things that happened before happened for our example,
et cela s'est passé
that we should learn from these things.
Nous devons apprendre de
so if we go back and look,
si nous devons
already the prophet has told us,
Exodus
is the book of redemption.
Le livre
we see an Exodus people.
Nous sommes les gens de l'Exode.
We see such a perfect type of our day.
Nous voyons le type parfum de notre
we see a prophet born, a strange birth.
Qui est né d'une naissance étrangère.
We see a pillar of fire coming down.
Et la colonne de feu qui est
descendue. We see God desiring
nous voyons Dieu désirer
to take a nation from a nation.
De prendre une nation d'une autre
nation.
To
call out to himself a peculiar people.
Appeler à lui-même un peuple.
We see God unfolding redemption
nous voyons Dieu en train de dévoiler la
in the book of Exodus.
Dans les livres d'Exode.
So this is the first Exodus.
Ça, c'est la
première we're in the third Exodus.
Nous sommes dans la troisième
it's going to be very similar. Friends, if we don't learn from that historical type, if we don't learn from the mistakes that they made, the historian said, they who refuse to learn from history are condemned to repeat the same mistakes. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can learn by revelation rather than learning by suffering. I think that's God's preferred method. Of teaching his people. So he says, an ever-present water from the rock. Paragraph 61. He said, a very fine example Israel gave us. Now the moment the prophet says that, I like to go back and say, the prophet saying Israel is a fine example for us. So you go back and you start to study a little bit there. He says, of when God called them out, they had an exodus. They came out from among the people of the world. Behold the exodus people. You had an exodus. God, the same God visited you. The same God called you. The same God had a purpose for them, has a purpose for you. So we all had an exodus. Unless you're still in the world. Then we're praying today, let this be the day when God starts an exodus inside of your life. He brought them out of the world and they became a separated
nation.
Unto God, a peculiar people.
Un peuple particulier.
That's wonderful.
Ça, c'est
but the devil doesn't like that. The devil doesn't want you to be a separated person unto God.
Que toi, tu puisses être un peuple
he wants you to be a religious person
il veut que toi, tu
who plays around the world.
Religieuse.
He wants you to be a person of compromise. That's what he wants you to be. But God called Israel out in the book of Exodus to be a peculiar people. And the prophet says they walked under the shadows of the mercy seat. This was a privileged people. Out of all of the people of the earth, Israel alone walked under the shadow of the mercy seat. They were the mercy seat people of God. He says, they lived and walked by the great pillar of fire. These were a pillar of fire people. This was a prophetic class of people. They weren't just any nation. They weren't just any denomination in our day. They were called out people. Called out so that God could take them in. But between the calling out and the going in, be careful. There comes the testing time. That's where you have to stay on course. That's where the devil has an opportunity. At the believers. That's the danger time, the prophet said. They lived and walked by the pillar of fire. Now listen, in this Exodus, they were given a spiritual leader, which was Moses. They were given a prophet to lead them in the Exodus. Friends, and let's not forget this. Nobody else is to lead us. This is a pillar of fire move. And the pillar of fire came to a prophet
un prophète
and left us a message.
Et il nous a laissé un message.
And we're not to add to this message.
Et on ne peut pas ajouter
and we're not to take away from this message.
À ce message.
Because God gave us a spiritual leader in this age. Every Exodus has a prophet. The first Exodus had Moses. And Moses said, do not add to what I say. Do not diminish. Then Paul came. He was the prophet of the second Exodus, commissioned by the pillar of fire to bring a church out of a nation. And he was commissioned. And he said, even if I or an angel come to you, don't add to this revelation. And then the prophet came in our day in the third Exodus, commissioned by the pillar of fire. And woe unto any man that thinks he knows better than that prophet. We don't want those people, friends, here. We want people like the Lord has given to us in this period gone by that will minister a blessing to us from the pages of the message of the hour. That's what we want, friends. This is how we stay on course. God has given us a message and the pillar of fire working through the message to keep us on course. Otherwise, we'll be just like the denomination. We'll be blown this way and blown that. Friends, it's so good what God has done for us. God gave them Moses, a spiritual leader, a great anointed prophet. And God ordained him before the foundation of the world to be a leader to that generation, to bring this Exodus to the people. Oh, friends, is that not wonderful? Now, Moses came with his two signs.
Il est venu avec deux signes.
And then it moved into the third
et
pool.
Il s'est déplacé dans la troisième
and pool. Moses stayed in harmony with God.
A demeuré dans l'harmonie avec
Moses
Dieu.
Fulfilled his commission.
Moïse a accompli sa commission.
Paul fulfilled his commission.
Paul a accompli sa commission.
He said, I've finished the course.
J'ai terminé la course.
I've kept the faith.
J'ai gardé la foi.
And friends, Brother Branham fulfilled
et
his commission.
Frère Branham aussi a accompli sa
and
commission.
Friends, Brother Branham had the Joshua commission.
Avait la commission de Josué.
You go and read the message, as I was with Moses. The prophet says, the vision came. The Bible opened. Joshua chapter 1. And the finger came. And the prophet was given a Joshua commission. The prophet says, Moses typed the denominations. Could bring them to the river but couldn't take them over. He says, but God raised up Joshua to take the people into the promise. So after the prophet, what takes over in the Joshua commission? The fivefold ministry. But the fivefold ministry are eunuchs. They don't have a seed of their own. We just say what the tapes say. We just stay under the message of the Exodus. We don't add to it. We don't take anything away. And Satan's going to do his utmost, friends, to move us from that position. He'll raise up great things like we said last week. Great anointed things, but be careful. If it doesn't say what the prophet said, no matter how anointed it is, be careful of it. Be careful of it. It's going to get you off course down the way. This great anointed prophet, he was ordained the leader to bring forth this Exodus to the people. He says, and Moses had a course that he was to take Israel. Friends, Moses knew the way. Israel didn't know the way. But they thought they knew more than Moses. Friends, that's just human beings being human beings. God ordained a man with a message, with a pillar of fire calling, and he knew the way. And he came and he showed the people the way. Says, and the prophet says, it wasn't Moses that got out of line. It wasn't God that got out of line. It was the people who got out of line. Friends, things never change. And at this day, it's not God who gets out of line. It's not Brother Branham who got out of line.
qui est allé hors
it's the people getting out of line.
Gens qui sont en train de
that's what's causing
de
the problem.
C'est ce qui cause
it's like
problème.
That in every Exodus.
C'est dans n'importe
it wasn't Paul who got out of line.
Ce n'était pas Paul qui est allé
it was the Galatians who got out of line. He says, you started well, who's hindered you?
Vous avez bien commencé, qui vous
someone trying to preach another Jesus to you. And we know the things that happened there.
Les choses qui se sont passées là-bas.
He says, it wasn't God, it wasn't Moses, it was the people.
C'était le peuple.
That caused the trouble.
Qui a causé les troubles.
He said, so let's think about these things.
Et pensons à propos de ces choses.
Now it was hard for that first Exodus people
difficile pour les gens du premier
between
exode,
the, premier exode, the time of the prophet
entre le temps des prophètes,
with his two signs
avec ce deux signes,
then the mountain
et la montagne,
and the cloud
et la nuée,
and the giving of the law
et la,
between that time
la
and the time where they inherited the promise,
qu'ils ont hérité la promesse,
it was a time where they got out of harmony
sont allés hors de l'harmonie
with the Joshua Commission.
Et sous la commission
and friends, that's the time we're living in.
C'est le temps dans lequel nous sommes en train
de we've seen a man fulfill his commission.
Nous avons vu un homme qui a accompli sa commission.
We see a promise before
nous
us.
Avons vu un promesse
the prophet says,
nous.
A millennium.
Nous voyons une promesse devant nous, les millénaires.
We see an inheritance
nous voyons l'héritage
that will never fade away.
Et qui ne va jamais
and we see the promises to the bride.
Nous voyons la promesse à l'épouse.
But this is the testing time
ça,
now.
C'est le temps des
in between the coming out and the going in. In the first Exodus, they had a testing time.
La première Exode avait eu le temps de les éprouver.
The prophet says, and he'd taken them out.
Le prophète dit qu'il les a fait ça.
Led them through the Red Sea.
Il les a conduits à travers la mer.
Crossed over on dry land.
Ils ont traversé à pied sec.
And into the wilderness journey.
Et maintenant dans le voyage de désert.
Which means the time of testing.
Et qui veut dire le temps de test.
So the Exodus people had to be tested.
Les gens de l'Exode devraient être testés.
Before they could come to adoption.
Avant qu'ils puissent arriver à l'adoption.
Before they could come to the inheritance.
Avant qu'ils puissent arriver à cet héritage.
God led them.
Dieu
the
les
Bible.
Says,
into the wilderness.
Dans le désert.
And God leads us
yeah.
into the testing time as
dans
well.
Le temps de test.
And the prophet says, when a fellow receives Christ as his Savior,
le prophète dit, quand quelqu'un reçoit, un ami reçoit,
everything's on the housetop. The birds, they sing sweetly. And everybody is your brother and your sister. He says, but before this man can come into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he must first have a sanctifying process. A testing time in his life. You see the test that comes. And the bride, friends, is under its testing time. Just as we as individuals, God takes us, calls us out. But before he puts you in your position, your adoption, he's going to test you first, friends. He's going to allow things to happen that you don't understand. He's going to take you through this and that. He's going to test the reaction to an action. The prophet says he wants to make sure first that his son is worthy of the position that he wants to put him. So he tests him first. Now, friends, the testing time, you need to be in the veil. You don't want to be out there during the testing time. Because many people perished in the testing time. In the first Exodus, the majority perished in the testing time. But there was a certain people that found a certain secret place. And it doesn't matter what was happening all around them. Doesn't matter all the discouragements that took place. They had an absolute. And that was Joshua and Caleb. They had an absolute friend. And they kept themselves lined up. And they kept themselves on course. And they possessed the inheritance. But it was a great time of falling away, the prophet said.
C'était un grand moment de chute.
So he takes us into a testing time.
Il nous amène au temps des tests.
The prophet says a time of chastisement.
Le prophète dit c'est le temps des châtiments.
Where he's going to correct you.
Le temps où il va te corriger.
He's going to purge you of
le
certain
temps où
things.
Il va te purger de certaines choses.
He says, but if we can stand the chastisement,
si on peut tenir le châtiment,
knowing that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord,
pour le bien de ceux qui aiment le Seigneur,
then we are his sons and daughters.
Et alors nous sommes ses filles.
Then he seals us with the Holy Spirit.
Et il va nous faire
to the day of redemption.
Jusqu'au jour de la rédemption.
But it says, but this chastisement,
mais maintenant, ça va avoir les châtiments
the strain,
et il nous nous forme
the things that we go through.
Les choses que nous traversons.
Then he says, look,
et il dit, regarde,
Israel,
Israël,
as a historical type,
et comme un type historique,
if they were the type, who's the antitype?
Si ils étaient le type, it's l'antitype, c'est nous.
What were they typing?
Et qu'est-ce qu'ils
étaient? The first, it's typing now. So if Israel had to go through that, friends, we have to go through exactly the same. And Israel as a historical type had to take this chastisement. Now that testing time, friends, is the devil's opportunity. That's what it is. But don't forget that testing time can also be a testimony time. That's when Joshua and Caleb made a testimony. Just depends on what spirit governs you at that time, friends. Many perished in the testing time. But to others, they established their testimony. He says, Israel, when they were over there in Goshen, they had a glorious time. The sun never went down. The sun never seemed to go down.
Yeah?
The plagues never struck them. Why? They were having a glorious time. Then came the trying time. Now every church goes through the same thing. Brother Eugene Brown, he was preaching on the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle. In everything. He took it to marriage.
You know,
at first, the lion age of your marriage. Then you get to the ox age where you've got to bear the burdens. Where things aren't that easy. Finally, you end up in the eagle age. Adoption. You've got to work through those things. And he says, churches go through the same thing. You have your lion time when God roars and things begin. But you've got to go through your ox time as well, where there's a labor and people have to make a sacrifice. And there's a persecution, or there's, it's not an easy time. But you've got to go through these things, friends. And Israel had to go through these things. He says, so then in the process of time, there's where the great falling away came in Israel. In their chatting. Look how the prophet brings it home now. I love the prophet. He never leaves things as just a concept. He wants to bring it home. He says, in their chatting. Let's read their chatting. He takes Numbers chapter 21. Look what happened in Numbers chapter 21. In Exodus people. Verse 4.
Les gens de l'Exode, verset 4.
Numbers 21, verse 4.
Numbers 21, verset 4.
And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. let me tell you about between the calling out and the going in. What did Israel do?
Et qu'est-ce qu'Israël a fait?
There wasn't too many times of excitement, friends. It was just setting up the tabernacle, setting up their tents, worshipping God for a season. The pillar of fire moved, take everything down again, bear the burden for a season, march for a while, the pillar of fire stops, make the tabernacle again, set up your tents again for 40 years. You see, God tests his people through routine many times. Going to church on Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Be careful. People start getting tired of it. But sometimes this is God's way of testing his people. He wants to test the character of his people. Yes, they had certain times of great manifestation in the wilderness. When the waters of Marah were turned sweet. Different things that God did for them. But friends, there was a lot of monotony as well. It was just a routine. Ah, time to put up the tabernacle again.
Hey,
when are we going to do something new?
Est-ce qu'on peut faire quelque chose?
Listen how the prophet types it. Well, let's finish that verse. So it says, and the soul of the people were much discouraged because of the way. But God led them in that way.
Et Dieu les a conduits de cette façon, mais ils étaient beaucoup découragés.
Can you see there's going to come times in this Exodus,
friends,
that your soul is going to be discouraged as well?
Et que votre
and my soul is going to be discouraged because of the way.
Because
there's going to be things come that we don't expect. Has your soul never been discouraged? Mine has been discouraged on a regular basis.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it being discouraged. But let me tell you one thing, a secret. When your soul is discouraged, keep your mouth shut. I'm glad the Lord gave me a quiet temperament. It's easy when my soul is discouraged, I just keep quiet. But there's some very talkative people. And when the soul gets discouraged, everybody knows their soul is discouraged. Some saints were telling me the other day that before they went testifying that last time, there was a certain saint who was discouraged. And before the testimony, he went and told everybody he was discouraged. Until everybody became discouraged. And the Lord had to encourage the people again. Friends, when your soul is discouraged, be careful. Israel should have kept quiet at that time. But look in verse 5. And the people spoke against God. Can you see their hearts had gone out of harmony with God during the testing time? That's why God tests us, friends. They spoke against God and against Moses. I don't really believe this message. This is too hard. How can he say a woman shouldn't cut their hair? We need to trim the split ends. Friends, the prophet says, never put a scissors. Never put a scissors, he said. He says, you can kink it, you can tint it, you can do what you want. As long as it's not worldly. He says, but don't put a scissors. That's hard. You see, your soul gets discouraged.
Votre âme est découragée.
And you start answering back against Moses.
Vous commencez maintenant à parler.
You see what happens. It's very easy, friends,
et
to
c'est
do
facile
that.
De le faire.
And against Moses.
Et contre Moïse,
wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt
tu nous as amené
to die in the wilderness?
Pour mourir dans le désert.
For there's no bread,
et c'est parce qu'il
neither
pas de
is there any water.
Même pas de
and
jour.
Our soul loathes this light bread. Friends,
et nous a
the corn of heaven. Angels' food.
La nourriture des anges.
You see what people can get to.
Vous voyez là où les gens peuvent arriver.
I wish there was something new.
Je pense qu'il
the prophet says there will be many new things. Have nothing to do with them. That's what he told
avec
us.
Des choses nouvelles. Amen.
Friends, if your soul is in the Shekinah, you're
si
satisfied.
Votre âme est dans la gloire de Shekinah, vous êtes satisfait.
With the old corn.
Amen.
Avec
you're
la
satisfied. Ancienne.
But it's when you get out of harmony.
Quand vous êtes hors de la
you find it with the conventions.
Vous trouvez avec les
I remember in the thunders how the conventions used to be.
Je ne sais pas combien de
every convention must be more spectacular than the last one.
Et la convention doit être plus
No. That's a difficult thing for
ça,
ministers
c'est
then.
Chose difficile
hey,
pour les ministres.
You put ministers under pressure.
Vous mettez les ministres
don't expect things to be more exciting next week than this.
Il ne faut pas attendre que
we're just going to be the same, okay?
Amen.
We just continue on.
On
we just preach the
chose.
Message, we pray, we sing, we go home, okay? Please don't look to me for something new for next week. Just too many times he's quoting from those books. Friends, till the end of this Exodus, we're going to quote from these books. And if you don't like these books, you're not in the Exodus. Because this is the Exodus message. This is what God sent us to stay on course. This is the parameters for Laodicea to bring us right to the end of our journey. So that's what they did. They started to load the light bread. The angel's food. The prophet says, in their chatting, well, we wish we were back down in Egypt. Now what is it today? I wish I could go and watch my football again. Hey, I miss that music. Hey, this Christian music. This message music, it's like country and western from the 1950s. You see what you want. And you start longing for Egypt again in the testing time. That's what we do, friends. The prophet says, we wish we're down in Egypt. Our souls loathe this light bread. The prophet says, in other words, if I took it historically now, in the modern day, it would be every Wednesday night, prayer meeting. Every Sunday morning,
et chaque dimanche,
back
matin,
to the church.
Rentrer à l'église.
What do we hear? The same old thing.
Pour aller écouter
the
la
preacher
même chose.
Stand up and preach.
Et le prédicateur
we sing songs prêcher, and we go on back.
Les chansons et rentrer à la
the prophet says, then you're only going as a line of duty.
Et le prophète dit qu'il va aller dans
you're not a worshipper.
Vous n'êtes plus un
you
adorateur.
See, you're not in the right place in
bien,
the program. Be careful, friends, of that place.
Il faut faire attention.
That's why, as a believer,
et c'est pourquoi, comme un croyant,
get within the veil.
Il faut aller
make that your dwelling place. Everything
dans
else will take care of itself.
Habitez,
there you satisfied with that manna in the golden pot every day of the week.
Et dans cette manne chaque semaine.
The prophet says a worshipper goes to worship.
Et l'adorateur va aller adorer.
To express himself before God.
Pour s'exprimer
even if the rest of the people don't come.
Même si le reste des gens
even if the
pas.
People come and their faces are
même
so long.
Avec
you've come to worship.
Amen. Vous venez pour adorer.
He's called you in an exodus.
Il vous a appelé dans l'exode.
You want to express yourself before
vous
him.
Vous exprimez vous-même devant
but friends,
lui.
Many times,
plusieurs fois,
it's other message believers, if you're not careful, they'll pull you off course.
Qui te met hors de course.
Because remember we saw last week,
nous l'avons vu
every revival, it's foes without and within. Who caused the problems in the first exodus? The priests, 250 priests. Dathan, Abraham and Korah. And 250 of the priests, friends.
These
weren't lightweight people. And they caused a great plague and many people perished. Because of what they did.
À cause de ce qu'ils ont fait.
He continues on.
Il a continué.
He says, but it needs to be a love affair.
Ça doit être
he says, imagine if you were going with a girl
si vous alliez avec une
because
fille,
you knew it was a duty.
C'est parce que vous saviez que c'était un devoir,
or a boy.
Ou un garçon.
Ah, mama wants me to go with this
ma
guy.
Mère veut que je puisse sortir avec
but
ce
I just
garçon.
Can't stand him.
Mais je peux pas me tenir
you won't get anything out of him coming to see you.
Vous n'allez pas rien recevoir quand ces
garçons same way with a girl to a boy or a boy to a girl.
Avec la fille pour les garçons,
you
les
see,
garçons
it
pour
bores you because there's no love affair.
C'est parce que ce n'est pas une affaire d'amour.
He says, but you don't care.
Vous
if you love someone,
et si vous aimez quelqu'un,
you want to clean yourself up. Friends, if you love somebody,
si vous aimez quelqu'un,
time stands still.
Et temps, c'est calme.
When you're with them,
et ça, quand vous êtes avec
you love
quelqu'un,
it. And to a believer, when you're in the right place,
quand vous êtes la place correcte,
friends, you love to be in the Word.
Vous aimez être dans la parole.
It's not a duty.
Et ce n'est pas un
I
devoir.
Need to read my three chapters today.
Je dois lire mes trois chapitres aujourd'hui.
You're looking at your watch.
Vous regardez avec
while a believer is supposed to read the message. So
le croyant est supposé de lire le message.
It's a duty. It's lost being a love affair.
Si c'est là un devoir, c'est perdu d'être une affaire d'amour.
He says in our day, he says, well, honey, it's Sunday morning again. I guess we better wash up the young ones and get down there.
Je pense que nous devons laver les enfants.
My, it's awesome. It says, you see, you're not in love.
Vous n'êtes pas dans l'amour, vous voyez.
You've left your first love.
Vous avez perdu votre
because when God first visited your soul with this message, it wasn't awesome for you, friends. How we used to treasure it when we were young.
Quand on était jeune,
when they used to open those brown boxes at the end of the service and bring out the new messages that had been sent to us.
Donc, devant nous, les
friends used to be excited, used to see what's it called.
On était excité de voir qu'est-ce que
hey, you'd get yourself out in the wilderness.
Vous allez dans
you'd lay aside food and drink.
Vous mettez à côté la nourriture.
You'd go and wait upon the Lord.
Le breuvage,
and it became manna to your soul.
Et cela devient une manne
and friends, it kept us in the testing time.
Nous a gardé dans
it kept
temps
us in the Exodus journey.
Cela nous a gardé dans le
the prophet says, but if you're really in love,
le prophète dit que si vous êtes
you just can't nous, wait till Sunday morning comes.
Vous n'allez pas attendre jusqu'à dimanche matin vient.
And he says, and the people of God,
et les gens de Dieu,
they don't bore you.
Ils ne t'inquiètent pas.
Why? They're your brothers and your sisters.
Et ce sont tes frères et tes sœurs.
He says, and what we love,
et qu'est-ce que nous aimons,
each other,
l'un à l'autre.
It's not because we're somebody.
Ce n'est pas parce que nous sommes quelqu'un.
It's the Christ in one another
et
we love.
C'est Christ dans la
what
vie
do we love
de
about this message?
Et qu'est-ce que nous
it's the Christ that's in this message.
C'est Christ qui est dans ce message.
What do we love about one another?
Et qu'est-ce que nous aimons l'un à l'autre?
It's the Christ that's in people.
Christ qui est dans
friends,
la
if your soul
si
has been in contact with the Shekinah glory, you love to be in people in whom that glory dwells. There's a certain fellowship. It ministers something to you. It's the Christ in one another that we love. It's the God in our beings that we love. Then he sings the song, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds
la communion des pensées douces
is like to that above.
C'est comme cela d'haut.
Now listen what he says.
Écoutez ce qu'il dit.
And when love, divine love is projected, he's speaking of people.
Lancé, il parle à propos.
He says, did you ever see people that you just love to be in their presence?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà vu les gens que vous voulez toujours être dans leur présence?
There's just something about them
il y a quelque chose à propos
that just radiates. That you just love to talk to them.
Que vous aimez toujours à les parler.
And there's other people who are nice people.
Il y a d'autres personnes qui sont
bonnes. It says we don't say this unkindly.
On ne dit pas cela.
But you just can't hardly stay around them.
Vous pouvez difficilement demeurer
avec. It's because of the atmosphere that you create.
L'atmosphère qui
for you are sons of God, a miniature creative.
Et c'est parce que vous êtes un fils de Dieu.
Because you are part of God.
Amateur.
God is dwelling in you. And friends, if you want to stay on course in this Exodus, be careful of the company that you keep. Just because someone has the message books doesn't make them a message believer. Just because somebody can quote message quotes, it's the atmosphere, friends. There's certain people have a critical atmosphere. Some people have a poisonous atmosphere. But like the serpent, they speak sweet words first. And then they add this, throw this in, and you come away from there discouraged, and your soul is discouraged because of the way. I would have spiritual discernment enough to know, stay away from those people. Stay away. If you're feeling low in spirit, be careful. Because friends, many people in the first Exodus were knocked off course and never came back on course. And that's a historical type of our Exodus. And you and I know many shipwrecks out there, friends. I know when I got in this message, I could fill a book of names of people we used to pray with. Brother David knows. Brother George. We'd even go and pray in the forests, in the woods. Who don't walk in this message anymore. Many don't walk with Christ anymore. Something happened to them, friends. They didn't see the red lights. Friends, we need to be careful. This is your soul. This is your adoption we're speaking about. You need to stay on course. And if there's something coming to turn it to the right or left, stay away. Separate yourself. Shut yourself within the inner veil. Let him encourage your soul once again. But friends, in every Exodus, you have these kinds of people. People put there by the devil. The tares are sown among the wheat every time. When God sows his seed, here comes a man in the dark clothes. He sows his seed as well. And the Lord said, leave them, let them grow up together. There's coming a harvest time that will show who's who, friends. But be careful. Because there's people that can make you blaspheme. There's people that can make you sin with your lips. And the prophet said, God got discouraged with the people.
Yay.
Friends, imagine. You've tried all your life to serve God. Since he called you. And then you get yourself in a condition that God is discouraged with you. Wouldn't you want to be an encouragement to God?
Amen.
Like Job was. That when the Lord looks through this day and he sees all the other things, he says, at least there's Brother Wilmore. At least there's Sister Lily. They worship me in spirit and in truth. Doesn't matter the testing that comes. Yes, they can stagger a little bit, but they soon get themselves back in line. They're soon living back under the glory of God again. Friends, be careful. The prophet didn't preach his messages for nothing. God inspired that man to preach these messages to help us in this day. I believe that. This message was preached for me and for you. And we need to put ourselves in here and see, but where am I? Where do I stand in this process of time during this testing time? The prophet says, that's the way Israel was supposed to be.
C'est la façon dont Israël
the fellowship of kindred minds.
Une communion de pensées douces.
But it became burdensome.
Mais cela devient fardeau.
Friends, you know, the moment the message becomes
le
burdensome,
où le message devient
the moment your Christian life becomes burdensome, Don't pick up the phone.
Ne faut pas prendre le téléphone.
Shut yourself in this closet.
Il faut se fermer vous-même dans la place.
I like what Brother Lonnie Jenkins said.
J'aime ce que le frère Lonnie
Jenkins. It's whenever my soul gets out of harmony.
Et tout le temps que mon cœur va hors
de l'harmonie. He says, I shut myself in my house.
Je me ferme dans ma maison.
I don't eat and I don't drink.
Je ne mange pas.
He says, and I just listen to messages and pray.
Je vais écouter
for two or three days.
Until
things come back in line once again. And friends, that's a good piece of advice.
Ça,
before you
bon
quickly
conseil.
Go and fellowship with other people, why don't you go to him who called you to the Exodus? Why don't you go and spend some time again with him who gave you the original commission? Why don't you go and wait upon him? He will renew your strength, friend. He will. Because that's what Joshua and Caleb would do. They were in the same atmosphere as the other people. They were in the same fusses that were taking place. But they had an absolute. And they kept winding themselves back to that absolute. And they watched the way which they went. And they stayed with Moses. Because they knew he was ordained to see them all the way through. The prophet says, you see, their hearts weren't ready for the journey.
Leur cœur n'était pas prêt pour le voyage.
You see, the testing time shows whose hearts are ready for the journey.
Qui le cœur est un pour Dieu.
Friends, when the Red Sea opens, everybody's a believer.
Où j'étais ouvert, tout le monde
everybody has this tambourine.
Tout le monde était incroyable.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Il était un
and then there's
il
no water for a few days.
Et quand il avait plus d'eau,
and they're murmuring against God.
Ils ont commencé à murmurer encore une fois.
But Joshua and Caleb never murmured.
Et Josué et Caleb n'ont jamais murmuré.
They knew God.
Dieu
is testing the reaction to an action.
Et en train de tester.
Let me walk carefully now. Let me instruct my family carefully now. Let me stay away from the tents of Dathan, Abram, and Korah now. Because they're going to be swallowed up by the world soon if they keep going the way that they are. And that's the way it is with believers as well. He says, and when a man or a woman begins to complain about going to church, they get so tired of going to church, they're not ready for the journey.
Pas prêt pour le
that's
voyage.
Right.
Et ça, c'est
there's
correct.
Something wrong somewhere.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas
there's
quelque
nothing
part.
Wrong with God.
Il y a pas quelque
He's
chose
never changed. There's nothing wrong with Moses, friends.
Il n'a rien à faire. Il n'a rien de mauvais avec Moïse.
But where's our soul?
Mais où est nos âmes,
where's it dwelling at that place? We've allowed the enemy to come and he's moved us off course. He's taken us from the place of safety. He's taken us from the divine refuge. He's taken us from the secret place of the Most High. And he's brought us to the place that if you're not careful, during the testing time, you're going to fail the test. There's nothing wrong with the testing time. As long as the end of the test, there's a tick. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Friends, in this journey, we don't get 100 out of 100. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. But as long as we pass the test, that's what we want. If we make a mistake, let's quickly learn from the mistake. If something gets us off course, put it down to experience. Get back in line. Stay on course once again. That's what the prophet says. He said, Israel, they had but one thing to do. That's to stay straight on course. Not wander off over here. Wander off over there. But stay on the course. And the church has but one thing to do. That's stay on course. So friends, what should be our focus? When you're reading the word, in your spare time, what should you be trying to do? Stay on course, friends. Stay in harmony. Stay in truth. The church in tune. But Israel got out of tune with God. They got out of harmony in the wilderness. And friends, it was a threefold disharmony. They got out of harmony with God, out of harmony with the message, Moses, and out of harmony with one another. It was a threefold unfolding of disharmony.
trois étapes de dévoilement de.
That's how we said this morning. Sometimes there's got to be some inside healing. When you're out of harmony with a brother and a sister, and they're walking with God, they're doing the best that they can do. Sometimes look in the mirror, because that's your enemy. They're not your enemy. You're looking at your enemy. And before, sometimes we can patch up the outer relationships. Get things right in here first. Because if you're not in harmony with God, how are you going to be in harmony with your brother and your sister? How can you be in harmony with your wife when you're not in harmony with yourself? You're not in harmony with your commission. You're not in harmony with your God. Friends, you've got to get first things first. You've got to start from within. Get ourselves on course here again. The prophet says in oneness, as soon as Adam and Eve sinned, when they broke their harmony with God, their harmony with one another broke immediately. And it happens every time. And in any home where there's problems, at least one of the people is out of harmony with God. And many times both people. Because if one person's in harmony, they can stand in the gap. And they can minister the other person back into harmony. But when you can't resolve a problem in a home, at least one of the people is refusing to come back into harmony. And that's where the burden comes on the other person. It's not easy for people. It's very hard. But the weight comes on another person. And they need to make sure they stay in harmony. They need that time within the veil. Because there'd be a lot taking place around them that can discourage their soul. They can be discouraged because of the way as well. But the solution is the same. It's a hidden life with Christ. It's eating the hidden manna within the veil. Those are the spiritual vitamins that we need. You think of Elijah. Elijah's soul got discouraged once, friends. Elijah. He said, it's enough. I'm heading off. Somebody else can minister to these people. And he went under the juniper tree. And the Lord came down. And what happened?
Et qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
God sent an angel.
Dieu a envoyé un ange.
And the angel came and ministered to him.
Et cet ange est venu lui a servi.
The prophet says, God sent the angel with the softest hands.
Dieu a envoyé un ange avec les mains.
And he went down and he ministered to him and put him to sleep.
Et est allé, il lui a mis dans le sommeil.
And then he woke him up.
Et il l'a réveillé.
And there was bread.
Et il avait le
fresh
pain.
Angel's food. And there was a cruse of water.
And
Elijah ate and he drank. And the angel put him to sleep again.
Then
the angel woke him and said, rise up and eat, Elijah. For the journey is too great for you. Friends, this wilderness journey on our own is too great for us. If you're not eating the angel's food, if the angel isn't ministering the spiritual vitamins to us, friends, it becomes too much for us. And the Bible says, and Elijah went in the strength of that food for 40 days. Friends, that's the kind of food we need during the testing times in the wilderness. And God sent us an angel. And friends, these cakes that taste pretty good when they're in the presence of the Shekinah. But like that one man gave his friend at work the message. Just depends on where you are. And the man came back and said, don't you ever give me a book like this again. And the man said, why? He says, this man called me a buzzard. And the man said, it's funny, but he called me an eagle. So it just depends on where you're dwelling, friends. This can be condemnation to you if you're living out from under the glory of God. But if you're in the line of your calling, this is angel's food. This is something that ministers spiritual vitamins to the Exodus people to keep them until we get safely home. And we've all all experienced that, friends. The prophet says they just needed to stay on course. He says the testing times, there's the danger ground. The wilderness, the testing times. And Israel, in her testing time, she got to quarreling and fussing with one another. Friends, God never called us to fuss with people. Paul said to Timothy, the servant of God should not strive. We're not here to fuss with people. If other people want to do what they can do, let them do what they want, friends. We have a commission. Let's get back to our commission. We have a point of origin. God brought us together for a purpose. He'll try to get us, of course, all along the way. But let's get ourselves within the veil once again. Let's renew our vision of the commission. Let's go back to our first love. If God, of course, let's get on course once again. And let come what may come. Once the veil is shut behind us, we don't hear all the fusses of the people. It's just us and the Shekinah. It's just us and the hidden manna. Just keeping our eyes on the North Star. It will bring us safely home. Listen what he says. And then they began to complain about their leader, Moses. Oh, they were afraid he was leading them astray. That's happening. People want to correct the prophet. Oh, no, no, we need more than this. They started complaining about their leader. He's leading us astray. No, if you follow that, it won't take us all the way to the promised land, friends. It took the prophet into the third pool. So why won't it take us into the third pool? God's already vindicated to us what this message does. So why do we need to add to it or take away? We've already had a prophet who broke beyond that veil, who was the first fruits of this harvest age. God waved him before the people and said there's a whole harvest coming in. But it's only a harvest of the same seed, of the same field. That's what it is. Friends, we don't need anything new. You know, when David got in his testing time, when he was in the wilderness, he didn't need anything new. He didn't need anything new. He knew how to encourage himself in his God. Now, when the testing time came and Goliath rose up, here came Brother Saul. No, Brother David, I know better than you. Your experiences of the past is not enough. You need to put on my armor. And he took his arm and he put it onto David. Brother says David's knees were buckling under the armor. And he put the big helmet, and Brother says the helmet was over David's eyes. David took it over and said, I don't need anything new. I haven't proved these things. Let me use what I've proved. When I met him out there, it was my slingshot. That's where he commissioned me. I'm not going to use anything else. I'm going to use the same slingshot. And that's all you need to do. If you met God in the days of your youth, you don't need anything new. Go back. Go back to what you were. Remember from where you have fallen. Go back and do the first works again. God will lead you from there. From glory to glory. We don't need any new friends. I'm tired of new things. When I was in Pentecost, it was new things. No, you have to do this. No, you must speak in tongues. When we spoke in tongues, we still weren't satisfied. No, you have to have this experience. No. Friends, in the end, the best thing to do is just go back to your Bible and say, but what did God say about these things? God hiding himself in simplicity. We don't need the new things, friends. Now listen to what the prophet says. When they got out of harmony with God, they got out of harmony with Moses, they got out of harmony with one another. He says, they got to the place called Horeb. H-O-R-E-B, he spells it out. And Horeb means a dry place.
C'est une place sec.
Or a desert.
C'est un désert.
It's inevitable, friends. When you start speaking against God,
quand vous commencez à parler contre
you start speaking against your brother, your sister,
et commencez à parler contre votre frère et votre sœur,
you get into a dry place.
Vous arrivez dans une place
you
de
become
trop.
Extremely lean in your heart.
Vous êtes complètement sec dans votre
God cœur. Is testifying
Dieu est en train de témoigner
by his absence. That is not pleased with what you're doing. And friends, a believer quickly learns that lesson. Say, Lord, please, where are you? I don't want this, Lord. No matter what I have to do, if I even have to go on my hands and knees and make it right, Lord, I'll make it right. But please, I don't want this barrenness in my soul anymore. I want the rivers of living water. I want the experiences of my youth back again. I want to go back to my first love. I want that which was precious to me. Friends and people, when they get out of harmony with God, these books, they gather dust. And people want to listen to all the internet preachers. I've noticed that. There's nothing wrong if you want. I don't mind. I've never been. I listen myself sometimes. But friends, this is pure angel's food. No, those aren't pure angel's food. They're preaching to their congregations. They're preaching concerning the conditions that their congregation's going through. But people will listen to message after message of other people. But God sent us a spiritual leader to give us the spiritual food in due season. I would advise you get back to the books and tapes. Pray, our Father, give me this day my daily bread. Then you follow the leader of the Lord to your bookshelf. Okay. Hey, ever-present water from the rock. My. And you start, oh, my Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for spiritual food in Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread. Friends, that's how you overcome. There's no shortcuts. I can't overcome for you. You can't overcome for me. You must feed your own soul. You must fellowship with him yourself. There's no shortcuts.
Il y a pas de raccourcis.
And that's what the prophet says. They came to Horeb.
Ils sont arrivés à Horeb.
He says, and when we get out of fellowship with one another,
quand nous allons hors de communion l'un à l'autre,
friends, there should be no believers you can't fellowship with.
Et il ne devrait pas avoir de
croyants. If you're in the spirit,
avec, si vous êtes dans l'esprit.
If you're feeling, ah,
si vous sentez, non,
I don't want to visit those people,
je veux pas
you should pray about that, friend.
Vous devriez prier
because
pour
maybe
vous
you are the answer to their situation.
Vous, vous êtes la réponse à
if you say, but those people are out of the spirit, I don't want to
si
visit them,
sont hors de l'esprit,
then maybe God has ordained you to be the one to minister them back into the channel of their calling again. If you'll just get the anointing on you once again, friends, it's surprising what can happen. He says, but when we get out of fellowship with one another in the church and out of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because friends, we can't be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit and not be in fellowship with the body of Christ. Doesn't make sense. Everybody in the message is wrong, and you say you in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. If you're in fellowship with God, you love your brothers and your sisters. And you can bear with a man when he's wrong, the prophet said. Says a Holy Ghost man can bear with somebody when they're wrong. So when you can't bear with people anymore, you find believers, they say that. They say, no, me. I just go to church. Me, I just go home. Yes, and you'll die like that spiritually. Because God never ordained you to be separate from the body. Because so much of God's ministry of inside healing comes through the body, not only through the pulpit. Because you've had experiences that can minister to me, and I've had experiences that can minister to you. Friends, we need each other. God didn't make a mistake when he brought us together here. This blend of people, if we can just get the anointing upon us, friends, God can do a great, great work amongst us, through each other, because that's God's provided way. But when you think, no, me, I'm the Lone Ranger. Like they said, the Lone Ranger, he had Tonto, his Indian friend, and he had his horse, and he had a dog. I mean, even the Lone Ranger didn't stay on his own. s'intéresse pas à lui-même. Don't ever stay on your own. Ne faut pas rester. Be careful when you think you're right and everybody's wrong. Tu penses que tu es correct. Go and look in the shadows and types. And you're going to find there's something wrong. You've managed to get yourself out of harmony with the Most High. You've come out of the, your calling and your commission. And God wants to bring you back to where you should be. The prophet says, when you get out of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it brings us to a dry place, a desert. Nothing alive. Everything's got stickers, thorns on it. Have you been with those people? I've been in that condition. But everything's a sticker. No matter what your wife says, you're going to criticize it. No matter how nice something is to you, it's not nice anymore. It's just a negative condition. You're in a desert place in your soul. You're like a cactus full of thorns. Anybody that comes near you, hey, I wish I hadn't have gone and visited that brother. That wasn't a pleasant experience. Friends, you've been there. I've been there. But a genuine believer who's drank of the spiritual rock. Friends, you never want to stay there for long. You want to try to get yourself back to what you used to be. But the prophet says, these thorns, these stickers. He says, and when you see someone like that, listen to how the prophet says it. Maybe it's a precious soul that could have been watered right. And those stickers would have unfolded to a tender little leaf. And leaves speak of fellowship. That person, if you bring them into the right condition, if their soul gets connected to the water supply once again, they can be wonderful people to fellowship once again. Oh. But those sticker days are not easy days. He says, but instead of that, instead of being a tender leaf, it's wound itself up so tight. Some people have got such pressure in them. Don't ask them, how are you, brother? Yay! There'll be an explosion of how bad everything is. You'll see the telephone ring, you'll say, hey, let me kneel down and pray before I answer this call. Because the pressure, those leaves are so tight and coiled up. And instead of leaves, they become thorns. He says it's a sticker. Just punching at everything. You know, finding fault. The only thing it needs is just some water again. That's all it needs, right? All a believer needs. Back to your first works. Back to your point of origin. Back to the water supply. But friends, that way back is the way of repentance. The water is not going to fall on that person. You know, when you're finding fault and you're in that kind of a condition, you've got to go and look in the mirror. And you've got to stop looking at other people. And you've got to say, you're the one that's wrong. And you've got to mean it from your heart. And then you've got to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm the one that's wrong. And then you've got to go to those that you gossiped and backbit. And you've got to say, brother, I'm sorry. I'm the one that was wrong. And that's God's provided way to bring you back. And then you find the joy starts to come back. The refreshing starts to come back. The fellowship and the communion starts to come back once again. But there's no shortcut. The sins of the past need to be atoned for, friend. We need to make those things right. The prophet says all it needs, coming to a close, is a revival. A breaking up, a refreshing from the Lord. Then it'll unfold its little self if you'll just put it in the water. But those who live in that place have to suffer with the conditions of that place. And the sad thing, it's not only they that suffer, it's the people they live with that suffer as well. The people they fellowship with that suffer as well. That's why it's God's grace. If He surrounds you with people that are living in the veil. Because they can put up with your fusses. They can forgive your indiscretions. Because they have the spirit of grace. Because God is gracious. Now to finish with this thought, look at how God was gracious, friends. Look in Numbers chapter 17. These people, they got so out of harmony with God. Sorry, it's Exodus 17. These people got so out of harmony with God. And the prophet says, here's a beautiful lesson if you can just get it as we finish. Look in verse 1. This is the natural progression of where you get to when you get out from your commission. And all the congregation of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord. And they pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. You see, the prophet says they lost their water supply. Their attitude caused them to lose their water supply. Verse 2, wherefore the people did chide with Moses. Hey friends, don't blame me when you lose your water supply, please. Don't blame the prophet. Don't blame your wife. Yes, we all make our mistakes. But it's an attitude. There's something changed in your attitude. Something changed within the veil. That causes you to lose your water supply. And they said, give us water that you may drink. And Moses said, why chide you with me? Why do you tempt the Lord? Verse 3. And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children, our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do with this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take it in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. Amen. Friends, look at the grace of God. The prophet says, he says Moses, Moïse should have taken that rod and should have smitten the people because that got so out of harmony with God. He said, but God's grace, he took them to Calvary. Because the rock, Paul tells us, was Christ that followed them. And Moses took the judgment rod. And instead of smiting the people, God said, smite the rock. Friends, that's the grace of God. That's why God puts up with our fuss. As long as we're willing to repent, as long as we're willing to come back, God always has a provided way for us. And God made it into a Calvary. The prophet says in the message, take the rod and gather the people. He says the rod that Moses had in his hand, it was the rod of God, not Moses' rod. It was God's judgment rod. He held it over Egypt and the flies came. Wherever he put that rod, it was a judgment rod. It brought judgment upon a disobedient people, Egypt. But God's going to deal different with these Exodus people. Instead of smiting the disobedient people, he's going to smite the rock. And Moses took the judgment rod and put this, wound the sins of Israel around it and took it to the rock that was Christ, the substitute for sin and for sickness. And he smote the rock to bring forth the water. It was the judgment rod that smote Jesus and killed him, the innocent one, and brought from him the Holy Spirit to a perishing people, that we would have life. Friends, is that not a thought to think of? When we get out of tune, when we become disobedient, friends, he had to pay the price. He had to be smitten for that. He had to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Imagine the pain we inflicted on him. Friends, in a sense, we inflict pain upon the body. Now, when we get ourselves out of harmony with God, but the real pain inflicted was upon him because he was smitten. Now, the strangest thing, God gives grace to the people and the water comes out abundantly and the people are refreshed in the wilderness. And then you go to the book of Numbers, chapter 20. We read this as our last scripture. Numbers chapter 20. Friends, let me say this. I don't think, like the prophet says, God doesn't mind our mistakes. Even when we get out of tune, when we get out of
cater.
But don't make it a habit. Because there came a time that God didn't forgive these people. If you don't learn from the mistakes of the past, and you keep coming back to the same thing, speaking against God and speaking against his people, we can go today to Mount Sinai. And there's many graves in the wilderness, friends. They perished in their sin. God will have grace. God will have mercy. But he said, but my spirit will not always strive with people. And the people came around again. And in chapter 20, verse 1, then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin. Yeah? Verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. Hey, what are they doing?
They're
making the same mistake again. Verse
3.
And the people trod with Moses and spoke, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. Be careful what you say. But look at God's grace. Verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod. Gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall bring forth his water. You see, the prophet says, Christ was smitten once to bring forth the waters of life. Now when the people get out of tune, speak to them of the original rock. Speak to them, take them back to the original. And friends, that's what you need to do. You need to go back to the original experience once again. Moses wasn't supposed to do something new here. The prophet said he was supposed to speak of the original rock. When the Lord said, speak to the rock, it will bring forth its waters. But what did Moses do? Verse 9. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together unto the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of the rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly. Friends, that's a real thing the prophet speaks of. It says Moses got out of the will of God. Yet his gift still operated. He could still bring forth water from the rock. He says, but God judged Moses for that. And because of that, he never made it into the promised land. God called him home and said, because you glorified yourself before the people. Friends, everybody needs to stay within the veil. Because the people can cause you to sin as well. You can smite the people. You can do all manners of things. But it displeases God. That's how we saw the quote last week. The prophet says, gifts only operate correctly when they're kept in the atmosphere of the Shekinah, in the atmosphere of divine love.
This
is a genuine gift used incorrectly can be do more damage than good. Friends, it's a warning to us all. Moses never made it across into the promised land because of that. And a multitude of people in that Exodus didn't make it as well. Finally, they provoked God one time too many. When they came to Kadesh Barnea, and they tasted of the goodness of the land, and they murmured for the last time. And God says, as you have spoken, so shall it be. You said you wanted to perish, you and your children in the wilderness, let it be so. And then the people says, no, Moses, we've made a mistake, we'll go. And Moses says, don't go, because God is not with you. And the people tried to go in their own strength, and they got smitten before the enemy. And God says, turn around, Moses, go through the wilderness. And he took them all through the wilderness. And the prophet says, until that sinning generation died out. And God took their children across with Joshua. And friends, these are sobering things. Paul uses them in the New Testament. Let's be careful, friends. We're all going to do things that offend one another. We're all going to have misunderstandings, things that we don't agree with. But why don't we hide ourselves within the veil at that kind of a time? We're coming on Friday by the grace of God for prayer meeting, special prayer meeting again. Let's come and lay in His presence as the family of God. Let's unite ourselves together in heart and purpose so that we can come and speak to the rock. The rock's already smitten, friends. Now when we lose our water supply, the prophet says, just make sure you're on speaking terms with the rock. And you speak to the rock. Sometimes you've got to speak with a voice of repentance, a voice of confession, before the waters start coming forth once again. Whatever it is that we need, friends, there's a smitten rock 2,000 years ago that bore the judgment rod of Jehovah when we should have borne that judgment. Because of us getting out of harmony with God. Let's come back to the original rock. Let's speak to the rock again. Let's speak so we can have the original experience back again. What were you in the days of your youth? How did God manifest Himself to you? Paul came to the second Exodus people and he said the same thing. What did he say? He said in Revelations 2, to the Ephesian church age, I have one thing against you. You've left your first love. Remember from where you have fallen. Repent. Do the first works. That's what God called them to. You see, in every Exodus, during the testing time, we start getting off course. We start losing our first love. We get out of harmony with each other. But friends, let's remember. Let's repent. Let's go back to our first works. Let's speak to the original rock. Let's renew the original experience. And let's get back into the line of our commission. Let's stay on course. Let's stand. We just ask the musicians to come. By the grace of God, that's all that a believer needs to do. We need to stay on course. Let's sing that song. I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. You may say, but I've been coming to church, but I've been treading the paths of sin, of unbelief, of disharmony. I've wandered there too long. Today I'm coming home. Within the veil, back into the presence of my Father, I'm bringing my soul to the place where the glories never fail, so I can live in the presence of the King.
I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too
coming, oh, coming, oh, ne va motro. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming, oh.
I've wasted many
precious years, now I'm coming, oh. I now repent. Lord, I'm coming, oh, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord. And straying, Lord, now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming. My soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. My strength renew, my hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming. Coming, oh, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming.
Song. I'm sure that you desire yourself to speak to the great physician. I believe that, friends. You know, there's no inward healing without him. People can point you to him. People can minister the word to point you to him. But in the end, you've got to go to him yourself. And you've got to seek for the oil and the wine on the Jericho Road. Let's sing that song. I was sick and dying on the Jericho Road. I'm sure every single one of us have been there many times. And then there comes somebody and binds up your wounds, puts you on their beast, brings you to the house of healing. What a wonderful thing it was that that man did to that Samaritan that day.
Oh, in the oil and the wine. In the oil and the wine. I was seeking thy on the Jericho road, when he poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine. The kind that restores when my soul. I was sinking thine on the Jericho road, when he poured in the oil and the wine.
Let's spend a bit of time speaking to the rock. Let's seek that he may pour in the oil and the wine. Let's sing one more song before we close things. Let's sing that song. Sing that song. Oh, do you have one, Brad Joe? Or Brad Vlad, do you have a song, bro? Which one? That's okay, let's sing that. I'll just say one thing, saints, is, you know, the key, I think, to overcoming as a Christian is to apply the word. Now, just to be a hearer of the word, James said, it doesn't help you. It's wonderful, you may agree to the word, you may say amen to the word, but if the word comes your way and shows that you need to make something right or you need to do something to get back on course, the best thing that you can do is as quickly as you can. Before the devil comes and snatches the seed away from you, just act upon that word. And if you're faithful to what God speaks to you, he's going to continue to lead you. But if you're not faithful in that little thing which he's telling you to do now, don't expect him to speak something bigger to you next time, because he's going to keep coming back to the same point. So the best thing that you can do is just obey.
Seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you are saved. If we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved.
Your name, El Shaddai.
designed before the Lord. As you close, if you want to raise your hand to the Lord, just ask Brother Vlad if you wouldn't mind closing for us in a word of prayer.
Oh Lord. Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We coming once more in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, how wonderful was be under your light, O Lord.
Amen.
How wonderful was hear under your message, O Lord. Message, oh, you commissioned to hear us, O Lord.
Amen.
We are so thankful. Oh, we remember like David says. He says, Lord, you spoke once, I heard twice.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to ask, Lord, if you can light on that journey of people of Israel, that
Amen.
We can see more example in our lives, O Lord.
Amen.
That we can see just more that light, O Lord, that we
Amen.
Can walk in light.
Amen.
Oh, help us in those things.
Yes,
O Lord, just put everything upon blood, O Lord.
Amen.
That we can just, O Lord, see your hand in our lives, O Lord.
Amen.
That we can see your hand in our families, O Lord.
Amen.
In our children's life, O Lord. Everything just be you, O Lord.
Amen.
We just desire, O Lord. Like that song says, just a close walk with you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because we see that we can't do it with our strength, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just wait upon you, O Lord, even now. Just restore our strength.
Amen.
Restore our vision, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Restore you in us, O Lord, more, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When we leave this place, just we commit everything into your hands.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you touch every need, O Lord.
Amen.
You touch our lives.
Amen.
O Lord, may your name be glorified.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless, saints. God bless.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you, take whenever. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our soul with joy. When His loving arm receives us, and His song of our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. The name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at His feet. King of kings in heaven will crown Him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of